Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Botan again gave Shanghai Lil her choice of marriage or death. While he was talking to her, a sound outside the hut attracted his attention, and he left to investigate. Outside, he discovered Myra Trent talking to Peter Hawkins. Myra escaped, although Botan shot at her. Convinced that he had wounded Myra, Botan again returned to his hut, where, unknown to him, Jungle Jim Bradley was concealed. Botan again faced Lil, and in the talk that followed, Lil insulted the prince and was struck down by him. Jim jumped from his hiding place and gave Botan the whipping he so richly deserved. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim thrashed the Indian prince, and as he turned to help Lil, Botan pulled a gun.
You die, Bradley!
So you're asking for more, Botan. Give me that gun.
Keep back, Bradley.
Look out, Jim.
You're not going to get away again, Botan.
If you come one step nearer.
Jim, dear.
All right, Botan. I've got you now. Drop that gun.
My throat. I can't breathe.
Drop that gun, I say. Grab it, Lil.
All right, Jim.
Bradley. Listen, Bradley.
All right, Botan. You asked for this.
Jim.
Let me go, Bradley. I'll give you anything you ask.
Jim, stop. Don't kill him. We want to take him alive.
He's been asking for this for a long time, Lil. I'll teach him to hit a woman.
It was a mistake. I didn't mean to hit her.
Let him go, Jim.
All right. But this time I'm going to search him. Turn around, Botan.
Well, he only had the one gun.
That's all. Now sit down in that chair, Botan.
What are you going to do, Bradley?
Sit down, I said. I'm going to make sure that you don't get away this time.
Don't kill me, Bradley. Don't kill me.
See if you can find a rope, Lil.
Oh, here's one over here. Let me tie him up.
No, I'll take care of it. Make sure that the doors and windows are locked and barred, Lil.
All right, Jim.
Now, Botan, I'll tie you up.
Bradley, please,
Put your arm over there.
It's all right.
Oh, good. We haven't got much time, Lil. Those natives may return.
Well, shouldn't we free Hawkins and his son? We may need them.
Oh, we'll do that in a minute. But first, I want to make certain that everything is all right here. How about the windows in the other room?
Well, I'm sure they're all fast. No one has touched them since morning.
If you will let me talk,
Shut
Bradley.
Up. I don't want to listen to you, Botan. Now, how about the emeralds you say are here, Lil? Have you found them?
No, I haven't had time to look for them yet.
Perhaps if I told you where they were.
You're going to tell us all right. Where are they?
You will... If you will release me, I will tell you where they can be found.
Listen, Botan, I'm the one who's in charge of bringing you back to face the authorities, and I'm making no bargains with you. I'm giving you until I count 10 to tell me where that black bag is concealed.
Lil, put that gun down. You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can, Jim. Botan is a murderer and worse. It's about time he had a dose of his own medicine.
Please.
You'd better start talking, Botan. One, two... Three.
You've got to listen to me.
Four,
I'll give you the emeralds if you...
Five.
Let me go.
Six.
You can have them.
Seven. Eight.
I tell you that you can have them.
Nine.
Don't.
Well.
They're under the floor in the room where I sleep.
I thought you'd crack, Botan. A little bluff and you break down like a baby. Come on, Jim, let's get them.
Go ahead, Lil. I'll stay here. And you better take a good look while you're in there.
Well, don't worry. I will.
Listen, Bradley. Give me a chance now, and I'll give you one. My men soon will be back.
And when they come, we'll be ready for them, Botan. You're wasting your breath.
But this can be arranged, Bradley.
You're in no position to ask for terms, Botan.
If you will listen, I'll show you how you can become rich beyond your wildest dreams.
You don't seem to realize, Botan, that you've come to the end of your rope.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. If I were you, Bradley.
You're wasting your breath if you can think you can get by your way out of this spot. You're on your way to Mandalay, where the British authorities will know what to do with you.
You are very friendly toward Miss Vril, are you not?
Of course. She's a friend of mine. What of it?
Would it interest you to know that this girl of whom you are so fond offered to join me?
You're crazy, Botan. Shanghai Lil would never join forces with you. Why, she was sent here to break up your smuggling ring.
Yes, I know. That is what she told you. But it was not the truth.
I know Shanghai Lil a lot better than you do, Botan. You're wasting your breath, and I'll prove it to you. Come here, Lil.
Oh, Jim.
Lil,
Jim,
I want to...
Well, I want to make sure the windows were fast and they saw me.
Well, then get the guns down, Lil. And when they get here, we'll give them just as good as they send.
It would have been better had you talked to me. Gunha is here now. He will know what to do. He'll shoot the lock off that door before you can defend yourself.
And he might do it, Jim.
You seem sure of his methods, Bhutan.
Gunha has been with me for many years, and he is faithful. He has learned well.
That fits my plan perfectly, Bhutan. What? And you'd better hope that he stops firing when you order him to.
And how do you propose to make me issue that order? My men are coming now, Bradley. I gave you your chance.
And now I'm giving you yours.
What are you doing, Jim?
I'm putting Prince Bhutan directly in front of the door. If there's any attempt to shoot the lock off, he'll be the one to suffer.
No, Bradley. Wait.
Order them away, Bhutan. It's your life if you don't.
I will. I will. Pull me back. I will be shot. Gunha! Gunha! Don't shoot! Go away, Gunha!
Meanwhile, in their prison hut, Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie have been on the watch.
Have you seen anything yet, Ronnie, my boy?
Not yet, Father. There isn't a soul around Bhutan's hut.
Wait.
I think I see someone.
Where? I can't.
Back there, near the jungle.
Yeah?
There are several men. I can see them now.
Yeah, you're right. It's the natives. And Ronnie, they're creeping up.
There's something wrong, Father. If there wasn't, those men wouldn't be crawling toward Bhutan's hut.
Blimey. Can you see any lights in the hut?
No. Wait, Father.
What was it?
There's someone there at that back window of Bhutan's hut.
Huh?
See, they're holding it open. Just enough to look out.
Watch it, boy. Watch it. It may be a signal for us.
Whoever it was is gone.
Yeah. Those blasted natives saw a face at the window. Come on, Ronnie.
Father, come back.
Why?
We weren't to use the key until we received a signal or a message.
Yes, but don't you see? Whoever was at that window may have been trying to call us, and the blooming natives stopped them before they could.
But we can't go out now.
Why not?
Those men are getting closer.
Yes, sir.
They're going around to the front of Bhutan's house.
Well, that means just one thing, Ronnie. Jim and Lil have taken Bhutan and barricaded themselves. I know it. Hear that? Hear that? It's come, Ronnie. We've got to get out and find poor Miss Trent. Then be ready to help Jim. Come on, my boy.
Wait, Father.
We're going out, boy. Jim needs us. Keep down. We don't want to be seen.
First, we ought to look for Miss Trent.
You're right, Ronnie. Now keep close to the edge of the jungle.
She was somewhere near here.
I'll call. Miss Trent. Miss Trent! It's me. Me, Peter Hawkins.
Listen.
I hope nothing's happened to her. She should be here somewhere. I'll call again. Miss Trent!
Is that you, Mr. Hawkins?
Where are you, Miss Trent?
Over here. Where is Bhutan?
Oh, he's got his hands full now. Are you all right, Miss Trent?
Yes, I stumbled and fell. Bhutan must have seen me fall and thought that I was shot.
You were lucky, Miss Trent. We thought you'd been hurt.
Who's shooting? What's going on?
Jim's done it, Miss Trent. He and Miss Tibreel must have taken Bhutan, and the natives are firing on the blinking hut.
Oh, then we've got to help them. Jim said that he'd bring new guns. I've got his here.
Well, it may have happened too quick for him. Well, we'll do what we can. Listen, they stopped firing now.
Father, I've got a plan.
What is it, boy?
You told me that until a week ago, I was one of Bhutan's men.
Well, that's right, but you're going to forget that now, Ronnie.
No, Father, don't you see? It's our chance.
Why?
The natives know me. They think that Bhutan only punished me. But I'm still one of his men.
Well, what are you thinking?
That I can go back to those huts and pick up guns and ammunition.
Oh, no.
Then we can circle around and fire on the natives from the rear.
Oh, it's too dangerous, Ronnie.
Ah, you're right about that, Miss Trent. It's far too dangerous. They'd kill you, Ronnie boy, in a minute.
No, Father, I tell you, I can handle it.
No.
It's our chance to help.
No.
Now, you stay where you are. I'll be back in a minute.
No, Ronnie, come back. Don't try, boy.
I'll be back, Father, with guns and ammunition.
We've
got to help Jungle Jim.
Far far to the south, Kolo, who was carrying the evidence to Dr. Carstairs, faces an entirely different peril.
Orderly.
Yes, sir.
Bring the prisoner in.
At once, sir. He is outside the tent.
Juan, you must listen. I must see Captain Carstairs.
Silence. You are a prisoner and a suspected spy. Unless you show me this evidence which you claim to have, you ought to be shot. Now give it to me.
No.
Very well. I shall take it. Search him, men.
Men not find, Juan.
He has nothing, sir.
I see. Well, it is as I thought. You're a spy, a member of Prince Bhutan's Tiger Claw Killers.
No. Kolo worked for Jungle Jim Bradley.
Jim Bradley is dead, and you know it. You led us into a trap. Fortunately, we had enough men to drive off your friends.
That's not true. Men chased Kolo, so me not get to Captain Carstairs.
Oh, men chased you, eh? Then perhaps you will explain where you have this evidence which you claim is for Captain Carstairs.
Me not tell. It is for Captain.
Well, what's this about evidence for me?
Captain Carstairs, I didn't know that you were here, sir.
Well, I had word that there was a battle here yesterday. What's happened, Boggs?
You, Captain Carstairs?
Yes, I'm Captain Carstairs. Who is the man, Boggs?
A member of the Tiger's Claw Killers, sir. We captured him. And now he claims that he was sent to you by a man who I have found was killed in this pass a month ago, Jungle Jim Bradley.
That's not true, Juan. Jungle Jim Bradley alive. He sent me to you.
Yes, yes, I know Bradley's alive. I know that.
Jungle Jim Bradley is alive, sir?
Of course he's alive. Well, what have you got for me, boy?
Captain, come. Kolo hide paper outside tent. Juan Jim say it for you. Come, I hide it so it not be found.
Lead the way.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand, sir.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yes, sir.
This boy isn't a native of India. You should have known that.
Captain, here, place. Paper under rock, Captain.
Turn the rock over, men.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold it.
Here, message, Juan.
Well, let me have it. Here. Here are the papers we need. And here's a note from Mr. Reel. Sufficient evidence to warrant armed force is enclosed. We need help immediately. I am a prisoner, as are also two British subjects and an American girl. He's been successful. Good.
Boggs. Yes, sir.
Prepare to march immediately. Boy, you'll come with me.
You'll go help one, Jim?
Yes. We'll march on Bhutan and his Tiger Claw Killers immediately.
Will Captain Carstairs and his men arrive at Bhutan's camp in time to save Jungle Jim Bradley and Shanghai Lil? And what is happening in the camp now? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Gags and Gals, Barney Google, The Little King, Toots and Casper, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.